There was no laughing when the new folk arrived that afternoon. The whole company gathered silently, strained and tense. A blue and yellow wagon arrived first, the horse driven by a spry-looking man in his 20s.
"Do you think he's an acrobat?" asked Julep.
"But we're free boys, stupid," said Tag.
"Don't you know that circus is all about illusion?" she said. "I'm going to fashion you a beautiful spangled fairy frock with little wings, Tag. And until your own hair grows, you can wear a curly wig."
"What?"
he spluttered.
"Tag, a fairy?" Julep laughed.
"Hetty's teasing you."
"My granny believes there's little sooty fairies living up her chimney, and she's well cool, so there."
"How come she's not with the circus now?" asked Bella, one of Jax's classmates.
"These days, most circuses have moved on from using performing animals," Nan explained. "Spangle's owners asked us if we'd give her a permanent home here on the city farm."
"I can assure you, sir, that it most certainly was a ghost," she yelled, "because I know. Okay, you know what? I don't think there's any point in me coming in for a meeting. No, forget it. Ha! That man. He was only calling me in to tell me you're suspended for the rest of the term. He'd already made up his mind."
"I take it he doesn't believe in ghosts," said Sam.
"Doesn't believe? Won't listen. Says Kitty's just a troublemaker. Well, I don't care. I don't care."
Next morning, it seemed like everyone in their school had heard the story of Conrad and the mice. In assembly, children pointed and sniggered. Conrad tried to act as if he hadn't noticed, but he'd gone as red as a postbox. He stared miserably at the floor as Mr. Tattersall complained about the litter that kept blowing into the playground.
"I want people in Goose Green to see that our pupils take real pride in their school," he told them.
There were only 3 days left before half term, and so far, not one person in our class had had a single day off sick. It's a special reward. Miss Pingle had said that if we all made it to the last day, the whole class would go to see the Egyptian mummy exhibition.
"Mummies are well cool, because out of zombies, vampires and mummies, they are the only ones that are real,"